This is Matt Wells at UN News. For Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, are parallel to the work she's doing to make her city 100% clean energy powered by 2032. Salt Lake City boasts the first two net zero fire departments in the United States. And Ms. Biskupski is currently building the first police department that's 100% renewable energy driven, as well as an energy neutral international airport. Talking to UN News' Liz Scafidi at UN headquarters, the mayor shared her goal of making Salt Lake inclusive, safe, resilient and sustainable as she announced that next year Utah would host the annual UN Public Information / NGO Forum on US soil for the first time, with a focus on implementing the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development.
This conference has never been anywhere on U.S. soil other than New York City.
Which is technically not even New York soil.
Yeah, right.
As mayor, can you tell us why you're so keen to host the conference?
So much of the work I do mirrors the work of the United Nations, and the goals of the NGOs has been parallel to the work that my team and I have been doing. I have been on the national stage on climate change because of a bit of a vacuum in Washington, D.C. And that work has been extremely meaningful and carried over into my local community, where we have implemented tremendous opportunities for other communities to duplicate and make progress on this issue.
So you mentioned a local community's interest.
In the state of Utah, we are warming at twice the global rate. And what we are witnessing are wildfire, very strong spurts of storms that are flooding our lands. And then we also are seeing that our watershed, where our snowpack has become less frequent. So we have fewer days in the year where we have snowpack in the mountains, which is our water reservoir. So we have lost about 6 weeks of snowpack over the last two decades. And this is of great concern to us. I am a mayor who provides water to a million people, even though my local community is about 200,000.
Can you speak about the importance of non-governmental organizations and civil society?
Yes, you know, the value of our non-governmental organizations is the implementation work that gets done, the dialogue, the conversations that need to be happening in a community setting for people to buy in and get politics out of the way. Sometimes politics drives different decision making that isn't necessarily in the best interest of a community or a broader spectrum of people. So the NGO work is really important because we're bringing people together from all parts of the world to have these conversations about what really needs to happen globally for us to have a sustainable future.
The Sustainable Development Goals, why do they resonate with you?
The Sustainable Development Goals are parallel to the work that we are doing in our cities. For instance, we are creating for the very first law enforcement police department that is 100% renewable energy driven, right? It is a net zero building. The first two fire departments in the country that are net zero. We're building a brand new international airport, and we are working very diligently to make sure it is net zero. All of this work is significant in our ability to share that a community of our size can make these things happen, and so can you.
It sounds like you're focused on SDG 11 to make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, and sustainable. Why that particular goal?
When I came in as mayor, I led out on the desire to create a city for everyone, meaning everyone has the same opportunities to be successful in life. As we create a different culture in our city, that means we have to create affordable housing that is sustainable, long-term affordable housing, which we are doing today. We had to make sure we had transportation opportunities that didn't exist before, and now we have the ongoing funding to make that happen. We have to make sure that our infrastructure can manage the growth that is naturally occurring, and now we have the ongoing funding for that infrastructure. So all of this is underway, making our city more resilient, but also making our community members more resilient, connecting them with their jobs to their homes and opportunities outside of that, like accessing our beautiful mountains.
Can you let us know some of the key issues with SDG 11?
when we talk about SDGs and number 11 in particular, we're talking about resiliency and we're talking about sustainability, and not just for our city, but for our community. And those goals and those values that I, as a mayor, am working from, what is fair and what is just, and how do we move our city forward in a way that is truly sustainable, not just ignore what is happening around us. We are not ignoring climate change, and we are aggressively making sure that we are doing our part and we're setting the example. A very key thing under my leadership that is resonating with goal number 11, we brokered an unprecedented agreement with them to ensure that our city provided energy through renewable sources by 2032, and then a reduction of our emissions by 2040, 80% of that will be reduced. So for us, these goals are real, and they're part of what is happening in SDG number 11. And what we are trying to say to the world is that this is replicatable and people can do this work, and we should be doing it. Now is the time.
What are your aspirations for the conference next year in Salt Lake City?
We want to make sure that this historic move by the UN DPI NGO conference is successful. We want to make sure that we are live streaming what is happening, that we are celebrating this move to come to a part of the United States, the crossroads of the West. We are hopeful that our international global trade market becomes successful, and having this come to our city next year is a huge benefit to us and to the world, I believe, and we will show that.